Hey, it's Gabby, and today I'm going to be doing this podcast based around the book Looking for Alaska by John Green. I'm going to start off with a short summary of this book. Miles, the main character, also known as Pudge, moved from his hometown with his entire family to a charter school called Culver Creek. He met a student named Cornel, who was also known as Chip. They became very good friends, which led to him meeting a girl named Alaska. Alaska was a girl that Miles fell quickly for and always wanted to have a future with. But they didn't work out because she had a boyfriend and he had never dated anyone. Him and his new group of friends always found themselves getting in trouble. They did many illegal things such as drinking and smoking, all on campus, which was very frowned upon, along with them being underage. Halfway through the book, Alaska died from an apparent drunk driving accident. Miles and Chip dug deeper into her death, and they found out that it really was just an accident, and they had to grieve and just put it past them. When Alaska was alive, they were known for pulling pranks, so Chip and Miles decided to pull one final prank, and it shocked the whole school. They did this in dedication to Alaska, to show what she meant to them, and to know that she would never be forgotten. I also found this excerpt from the book that I felt explained a great deal of the group of friends. And this is it. The five of us, walking confidently in a row. I'd never felt cooler. The great perhaps was upon us, and we were invincible. The plan may have had its faults, but we did not. This excerpt shows that even though they may not have had every detail worked out, they still tried and they did it together. The great perhaps stemmed from both Miles and Alaska's need for knowledge about the unknown, and they wanted to bring it to life rather than just have it be an imaginative one or just to think about it in their head and try to play it out to what it could be. Throughout the book, there was a couple of things I liked and some that I didn't. I liked how the message of them becoming friends came across as they were so different and they still came together, had each other's backs. I also liked how they explained Miles, Chip's, and Alaska's friendship that was built. I did dislike, however, how Alaska died before the end of the book rather than having it be towards the end. The major thing I disliked was the time lapses between chapters and the jumping back and forth. My main criticism for the book is that it was hard to follow with the large time lapses, but if you get into the book, it becomes easier as you follow along. I do want to give major praise for how detail-oriented the book was, especially when they were explaining their different plans for like the pranks and their activities. I would compare this book to many other John Green books because obviously it's the same author, so he's going to have like the same formatting around his books. He found that a lonely teenager moving schools, falling in love with someone, but then having something not work out in the fact that they were broke apart through the whole thing, such as when Alaska died, or in another book where something comes between the two people you feel were meant to be in the book. My overall evaluation of this book is that it had a really distinct storyline, and it was very well laid out in the matter of the order of events, and how well the characters developed over the book, and how they changed and grew as people, along with learning new things in the school.